We start Daf Chaf Aleph from Aleph, about seven lines from the top. Yesterday, the last Gemara we learned, the Gemara made a difference between Birchas Hamazon, which the Gemara said was the Raisa, Krishma, the Gemara said was the Raisa, and Tefillah, the Gemara said was the Rabbon. Begins the Gemara. Amar Yehuda, Menayin LeBirchas Hamazon LaChrei Min HaTorah. How do we taka know that midaraisa one has to say Birchas Hamazon? Shnei v'chalta svata v'rachta. Eat, you're full, and you have to bench. Menayin LeBirchas HaTorah for Min HaTorah. How do we know that before somebody learns, he has to make Birchas HaTorah? Shneimar Hishem Hashem Ekra. I call out Hashem's name. The Sfarim explained that the Torah is one big continuum of Hashem's name. Have a God Elokeinu. We have, before we speak about Hashem's name, before we say Divrei Torah, we have to glorify, so to speak, Hashem. How do we do that? By saying a bracha. Interestingly, from here we have another raya we've discussed a number of times about Birchas HaTorah. If Birchas HaTorah has to be said only before you learn when you speak, or even if you just think Divrei Torah. From here it seems it has to be only when you speak. Yishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out. If somebody just thinking Divrei Torah, he doesn't have the chiv to say Birchas HaTorah. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lamad Birchas HaTorah L'Achareya, Ben Birchas HaMazon Kal V'Chaimer. Shouldn't we be able to learn the chiv to make Birchas HaTorah, the obligation to say Birchas HaTorah when we finish learning, from the obligation that we have to say Birchas HaMazon after we finished eating? And on the other hand, or Birchas HaMazon for now, the obligation to say a brach rishayna before we eat, we should be able to learn a Birchas HaTorah from what we learn about Birchas HaTorah, also again with a Kal V'Chaimer. And the Gemara explains itself. Birchas HaTorah l'achareya min Birchas HaMazon, how would we learn a Kal V'Chaimer that we have to make a Birchas HaTorah when we finish learning from Birchas HaMazon? Will say like this: a man mazon she'ein ton lefonov, mazon food which does not require bracha before we eat it. Ton la'achrov, we just finished saying with the rice, you have to say Birchas HaMazon. V'chalta v'svata v'rachta, Torah she'tuuna lefonah, Torah that requires a bracha before we learn. Ein adin she'tuuna l'achareya, it certainly should require a bracha when we finish learning. On the other hand, or Birchas HaMazon lefonah, and the chiyuv, the obligation to say bracha before we eat, we'll learn from Birchas HaTorah. And we'll also say Kal V'Chaimer. On Ma Torah she'ein ton l'achareya, Torah which we're saying doesn't require bracha when we finish learning, tuna l'fanah, requires a bracha before. Mazon shutan l'achrav, eating, where we said a pasuk that requires you to make a bracha when you finish eating, ein adin she'ein ton l'fanah. So after having both of these Kal V'Chaimers, we're left with a situation where you have to say possibly midaraisa, a bracha before you eat, and a bracha after you finish learning. Answers the Gemara, ikla mifrach, this Kal V'Chaimer doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because you cannot compare, this is the way Ritva explains the Gemara, you cannot compare eating to learning. Ma'ala mazon she'kein nena, mazon eating, you have hana, you enjoy, you eat. Ma'ala Torah she'kein chai olam, and Torah is different. Torah is not for this world, it's not an olam hazad issue, it's an olam haba issue. So like Avni Nezer explains this Gemara very beautifully. Avni Nezer says like this, he says, part of learning, part of the learning experience is enjoying learning. And that's part of the Birchas HaTorah, in fact. We say, Vaharevna, the Divrei Torah should be sweet. So how can you say that learning is not enjoyable? So he says, of course learning is enjoyable. It's just a very different enjoyment. So the posh pshat in the Gemara is, learning is an enjoyment that you have in this world. Is the olam habadig enjoyment? You're doing something for the neshama, and eating is a olam hazadig. You're doing it for the guf. But it's also very fundamentally different. He says, learning, you have to learn every moment. The learning that I learn this moment doesn't help me for an hour from now. If I have the opportunity, I have to learn again. Eating, if you eat now and you eat a good meal and you're full, you don't have to eat an hour again. So it's a very different experience, and therefore one cannot be compared to the other. Voitanan, and truthfully, there's a raya from our Mishnah, the Birchas HaMazon, that the Birchas HaMazon before eating is only midrabbanan. Because we learned in the Mishnah, we spoke yesterday about a Baal Keretz, somebody who had this discharge of semen that he's not allowed to learn the Devei Torah. We're going to speak about it a lot in the next couple of days. And we learned in the Mishnah, al-mazon mevarach l'achrof, when you finish eating, you have to make the birch samazon, even though the person's a Baal Keretz. Why? Because the chiyuv of birch samazon is a chiyuv deraisa, which supersedes the prohibition of a Baal Keretz saying the Devei Torah, and mevarach l'fanof. But you don't make a bracha before you eat. Now, if bracha before eating would be a chiyuv deraisa, why is a Baal Keretz exempt? So you have to, elamai, it's a raya that you only make a bracha with the rice after eating, not before eating. But birch satayra is just the opposite. Birch satayra you make before you learn, not after you learn. What does it mean, not after you learn? What that means is that if a person even has a seder, he learns for 45 minutes, an hour, and then he's going back to work or wherever he does, and he has no intention, fortunately or unfortunately, to learn, he still doesn't make another bracha. Why? So there's a famous vart from Chaim Briska. The chiyuv of making a birch satayra is not on the mitzvah of learning. It's not like sitting in a sukkah. When you go to the sukkah, you make a bracha leisha b'sukkah when you sit down for breakfast. Then you go out, you come back for lunch, you make another leisha b'sukkah, because that's a bracha on the mitzvah. The bracha of Torah is not a bracha on the mitzvah. The bracha is a bracha to Hashem, thanking Hashem for giving us this thing called Torah, thanking God for Torah. And before a person learns, he's supposed to thank Hashem to learn for that. And that's why, even though women, we're going to speak about it, we spoke about it, don't have a chiv in Talmud Torah, so they still make brichas Torah. If the bracha was only for actual learning, so maybe women who are exempt from learning should also be exempt from the brichas Torah. But it's not for the learning, it's for the, it's thanking God that he gave us Torah. And that women certainly thank Hashem for also.
Therefore the bracha says lasok, not lilmo.
Right. And I saw a very interesting shayla. It's a very relevant shayla. Here we're saying that making birch satayra is midoraisa. So we live, Baruch Hashem, in a time that we're doing kirev rechaikim. We meet people who are not religious, and we try to bring them closer to Tyra. How do you try to bring them closer to Tyra? By speaking to them divrei Tyra. But that person you spoke to certainly didn't make birch satayra this morning. So how could you talk Tyra to him? There's a chiv deraisa. It's not like just eating with the chiv to make a bracha before you eat is only drabonin. Here it's a chiv deraisa. So I saw from Rabbi Yashiv a very interesting answer. He says, this person who you're speaking to and talking divrei Torah to, his intention is not to learn Torah. His intention is to speak to you. You are using the opportunity to talk Torah. When is there a chiv to make a bracha Torah? When you're going to be doing something for the sake of Torah. And he brings a beautiful raya, which is from Purim. It says in the Gemara Masechet Megillah, the beginning of Masechet Megillah, Mevatel Talmud Torah L'Kriyas Megillah, that we're Mevatel learning to go to listen to the Megillah. So the question is obvious. What's the Bittel Torah? Isn't listening to the Megillah Torah? What's the Gemara saying? Mevatel Talmud Torah. You stop learning. The Megillah is Torah. But he answers beautifully. One that goes to the Megillah, listen to me, he's not going for the sake of learning. He's going for the sake of Megillah. And that's why the Gemara says that even though it's for the sake of Megillah, and we know Talmud Torah connect Kulam, how important Megillah, Talmud Torah is, on Purim, Megillah supersedes it. So you see there's a concept of learning Torah, and there's a concept of speaking Torah. The bracha is when you're doing it for the sake of learning, not when you're just doing it because that's what you're speaking about. And that's why you could speak to a person who has a Mebrich Satayra, you could speak to him in Devei Torah. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yehuda. Safek kara krishma, safek loy kara. If somebody has a safek, he's in doubt if he said krishma or if he didn't. Ein echayz v'kari. He does not repeat the krishma. Safek amma emes v'yatsif, safek loy amma. But if he has a safek if he said, emes v'yatsif til baruch ato Hashem go Yisrael, chayz v'aymer. Emes v'yatsif. He has to repeat it. My tama, what's the reason? Krishma is only the rabbonon, and therefore we have a rule and all of Shas, Safek Rabbanan L'Kula, when there's something which is only obligated with Rabbanan, and you have a doubt if you did it, you don't. We go L'Kula, you don't have to repeat it. Emes V'yatsiv, which speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we learned the Gemara that the Chiv to say Yitzias Mitzrayim is Midaraisa, so if you have a Safek, if you said Emes V'yatsiv, so you have a Safek Deraisa, Safek Deraisa L'Chumra, you have to repeat it. So, we're going to learn the Gemara like Tosfos learns the Gemara. We're certainly talking here about a person who doesn't know, if he doesn't remember if he said Kriya Shema or Emes V'Yatzev. What does that mean? If the person knows that he didn't say Kriya Shema, he certainly should repeat Kriya Shema. Here we're talking about a person who doesn't remember anything. He might have said Kriya Shema, he might have not. He might have not said Emes V'Yatzev, he might have not. So first the Gemara asks, on the point that we just made, that we just said that Kriya Shema is midrabanan, Moshe Rav Yosef asked Rav Yosef, in the Kriya Shema itself we say ubishapachov kamecha, when we go to sleep and when you get up you have to say Kriya Shema. We spoke about these psukim a lot of times. So how can you say that Kriya Shema is only midrabanan? Answers the Gemara, Amalei Ahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. Those psukim and Kriya Shema aren't referring to Kriya Shema, they're referring to divrei Torah. That when you get up and when you go to sleep you have to learn Torah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Balkari Mahar Balibai, a Balkari who can't speak Divrei Torah should think the Divrei, think Kriya Shema. Ve'ein Mevarach L'fanav, that's the Kriya Shema. Ve'ein Mevarach Lo L'fanav V'lo L'Acharav, doesn't even think about the Birchas Kriya Shema, not the Birchas Kriya Shema that precede the Kriya Shema, not the Birchas Kriya Shema that follow the Birchas Kriya Shema. Val Mazon, regarding eating, Mevarach L'Acharav, he makes the bracha after eating. Ve'ein Mevarach L'fanav, but it doesn't make the bracha rishon. Again, like the Gemara we just learned a moment ago, because bracha achron is the raisa, bracha rishon is the rabbon. Ask the Gemara. V'sakadatach emes v'yatzav the raisa. If you're saying that emes v'yatzav, we just finished saying, is the raisa because of zechir tzitzis mitzrayim livrach lachreo. So how come the Balkari doesn't have to say the emes v'yatzav? Answer the Gemara. My time of varth. Why are you so anxious for the person to say the bracha of emes v'yatzav? If Mishum Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's because you wanted to say Yitzis Mitzrayim, Hoyt Galeb Krishma. Because in the Krishma, we have also Yitzis Mitzrayim, because the chapter of a Yoimer speaks about Yitzis Mitzrayim. The name of Ha, ask the Gemara, V'loy Libay Ha, ask the Gemara, let's just say Emes V'yatziv, and not say Krishma. That doesn't make sense, because Krishma, Krishma Adifa, Krishma is better, because Krishma, besides having Yitzis Mitzrayim, also has all Malchus Shemayim, accepting that Hashem is Hashem. However, Emes V'yatzev only has Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's why when the Balkari, who are limiting what he should say, we tell him to say only Krishma. So Tosfos explains like this. So why don't you say the same to this person who has a Suffolk? Al Gemara began with a person who has a suffix if he said Krishma, and he has a suffix of Emes V'yatzev. So and we're only obligating him to say one thing. So to follow the same line of reasoning and say he should only say Krishma, and he'll have the advantage that Krishma has both things. So Tyson says a very interesting mahalach. He says like this. Here we're dealing with a person who's in doubt. He doesn't know what he did, he doesn't know what he didn't do. If he didn't say Krishma, he didn't say Emes V'yatzev. There's nobody that says Krishma, that only says Emes V'yatzev and doesn't say Krishma. But there are people that will say Krishma and then, for whatever reason, not continue not say Emes V'yatzev. So now let's think what we told this person to do. By telling him to say Emes V'yatzev, we might have gotten everything done. Krishma, he already said. For whatever reason, he didn't continue with Emes V'yatzev. Now I'm telling him to say Emes V'yatzev, and perfect, he said Krishma and Emes V'yatzev. But if I'm going to tell him to say Krishma again, it might have been that he said Krishma already, and now he's saying it only a second time where there's no reason to do it, and Emes V'yatzev he didn't say any time. That's why Tosfos says it makes more sense in this circumstance to say Emes V'yatzev and not Krishma. Continues Gemara. Rav Elazar, Safakar Krishma, Safak, Loikara, Rav Elazar disagrees. Rav Elazar says if somebody has a Safak, if he said Krishma or not, Chayzvik Krishma, he should repeat Krishma. Because obviously he holds Krishma is a deraisa. And that's the halacha, that if somebody has a suffix if he said Krishma, he should repeat it. But the Shulchan Aruch says that when he repeats it, he should say the brachas. Either brachas are certainly only drabonin, and it's a suffix drabonin l'kula. So the explanation of the Shulchan Aruch is that once we have to say Krishma, we have to say it the right way. And now he's obligated to say Krishma because he has a suffix. So we tell him to do it the right way, and the right way is with the brachas. And it's no problem even if he said it already. However, Beleza says, Sofik ispal, Sofik lo ispal. If somebody has a Sofik, if he davened or he didn't daven, ain't a chayz mispal. He doesn't repeat the tefillah. Why? Tefillah is drabonin, Sofik drabonin kula. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree. Rav Yechon doesn't disagree that tefillah is drabonim. That he says, what's wrong if you daven all day? So Tosfos explains Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon is not coming to say, and this will be very relevant for many Gemaras we will learn. Rav Yechon is not coming to say that a person should daven shachris three times. That's not what he's saying. He's saying in this specific situation, where the person has a suffix if he davened, so let him daven over. It's only a suffix. But you daven all day. But of course, Rabbi Yochanan will agree that let's say you know for sure you davened, and you just want to daven over again, you certainly shouldn't do that. Continues the Gemara. Von Rabbi Yudam Shmuel. Hayy Amir B'Tfila. Somebody's in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei. V'nitz Kushi Espala. And he remembers that he already davened. Paisik Vafila Be'emz Bracha. Even if he's in the middle of a tefillah, he should stop. Even in the middle of a bracha. Ask the Gemara, Eini. Rav Nachman said, Ki avina be'ravua, when we were Rabbi Avavu's yeshiva, Barminon. He asked the following question. Hani be'rav d'tar. You have yeshiva students that get confused. Umitkri d'chol b'shabbos. And they get confused, and instead of saying the Shabbos to Shmon Esrei, Shabbos, by one of the tefillos in Shabbos, they say a weekday Shmon Esrei. Ma'a shi'igmru. Should may they complete what they started, or may they not? And he told us, Garmin Kalos to Bracha, they may complete. So the question is very simple. He was saying, when a person realized that he davened, and he's repeating davening for no reason, we tell him, stop the middle of a Bracha. And here, where the person made a mistake, we tell him, you can finish. Answer the Gemara, Hachi Ashta. You can't compare the two situations. Hosam, in Shabbos, where the person is davening, the weekday davening. Bar Chiyuvahu. Really, on Shabbos, you should daven the same Shmon Esrei as we do during the week. Why don't we? Because Rabbanu Adolat Chub, because you should cover Shabbos. Chazal were nice to us and said, Shabbos, we don't want you to be busy with davening, we want you to be busy with other things, and we made a shortened Shmon Esrei. Aval Hacha, here, when he's saying Shmon Esrei, when he's not supposed to, Hatzolele, he davened already, and he shouldn't daven again. So this is Takeda Halacha. It's a very important halacha on Shabbos. People make this mistake at times, that if somebody accidentally began saying the weekday Shmon Esrei, any bracha he said, he has to complete. There's a shaila in the Rishonim, if it's only about Techonim, but it's all brachas, the way it's, we pass in Shulchan Aruch is all brachas. Any bracha that you begin, you have to complete. So first of all, the question is why? The Gemara says, L'chur Rabbonim. I once heard a beautiful word from Rabbi Aaron Kotler. In essence, if you think about it, the day to daven the most, which is Shabbos. Shabbos, we have time. Shabbos is the holiest day of the week. And that's the one day of the week that we daven the least. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler said that's not true. He says, in the Shabbos to davening, there are three words that incorporate all tefillahs in the world. We say, Ritzeinu b'menuchaseinu. We ask Hashem for menucha. There is no bigger bracha than rest, than Yishev Hadas. And therefore, when we say that, we don't have to say anything else. We already said Ritzeinu b'menuchaseinu. And that's the halacha, that a son who began a weekday Shmon Esrei, he continues. If he finished, if he said Shabbos, he's fine. If he did not say anything about Shabbos, he has to repeat the Shmon Esrei, because he has to mention Shabbos. Another halacha is like this. In the Shmon Esrei of Friday night, and the Shmon Esrei Shabbos Mincha, the bracha after Hakel Kaddish begins with an Atta. So it's like this. If somebody says the words Atta Chayinim, he has to finish the bracha Atta Chayinim. If he said the word Atta, if he says, you have to be honest with yourself, that I started Atta in mind to say Atta Chayinim, I was confused, then you have to finish Atta Chayinim. But if the person says, I don't know, maybe I was going to say the Shabbos to Gishmon Esrei, then even in Shachris, where that bracha does not begin with Atta, you complete the bracha, you could start the Shabbos to Gishmon Esrei, and you do not say Atta Chayinim. Continues the Gemara. There's somebody who already davened, and he comes to the shul, and he finds a tzivah that's davening. If he could say Shmon Esrei again, but in every one of the brachas of the Shmon Esrei, besides the first three and the last two, he adds something, which is very complicated, he could daven again, because that you're always allowed to do. He shouldn't daven again. Ask the Gemara, isn't that the halacha that we just learned before? That if somebody was in the middle of a bracha, he should stop. So this is certainly the case where he didn't even start. Answer the Gemara Tzrich. We needed both halachas. The Yashmina Kamaisa, if we only went the previous din, where somebody davened and then he davens again, he should stop. Hanimila Yochad Yochad. The first time he davened, be Yechidus, and the second time he davened, be Yechidus. He shouldn't be davening a second time. That's why he stopped.
av oy tzibur b'tzibur. The first time we daven tefillah b'tzibur, and the second time we daven tefillah b'tzibur, there is no advantage over the second tefillah over the first tefillah. Av yochel gab tzibur. In the case where first he daven b'yichidus, which is not as choshev as a tzibur, and now he has the opportunity to daven tefillah b'tzibur, I would say command loy tzolidami. I would say that the first tefillah doesn't count, and he should have the right to repeat the tefillah. K'mash mulan that he doesn't. And if we only had the second din, you know why we tell him not to start? Because he didn't start. Don't start. Avil hasam. You taka shouldn't have davened the second time. But if you accidentally did, the aschaba emaloi, maybe he should at least let him finish. He shouldn't have started, but let him finish. Tzricha that we don't let him finish. We begin now Gemara, which is again very relevant la locha. Amar Rava, nachnas l'beis haknesses and matzot tzibish mispalim. Suddenly comes to shul and he's going to start Shmon Esrei. After everybody will start, after everybody started, and the concern is that he's not going to finish Shmoneh Esrei before Chazaras Hashatz begins. So Rav Huna says, "Em yochel haskel ligma ad shlo yigia shliach tzibur l'moedim." If he can complete the silent Shmoneh Esrei before the shliach tzibur gets to moedim the rabbanon, yispalo. Then he should say the whole Shmoneh Esrei as long as he can finish before moedim. Memlav al yispalo. And if not, he shouldn't. Shub ben Levi says, "No, you have a shorter window." If you could finish before the Shliach Tzibur gets the Kedusha, and finishing doesn't mean finishing completely, finishing means just getting to Yehula Ratzin. As getting to Yehula Ratzin, then he should do it. And then lav, but if you can't finish in time, ayispal, then don't start. But Mike Mifki, so first the Gemara explains the Machlokes of Huna Rabbi Shuban Glevi. Explains the Masava, Rabbi Huna holds Yochar Ayim Kedusha. You could say Kedusha yourself. If you miss Kedusha with the Chazan, you could say it yourself. So that's why I'm not so makbid that it should be finished before Kedusha. Or Masava and Yochar Ayim Kedusha. That a Yochar cannot say Kedusha by himself. And the Gemara explains, and that is Takad Alocha, that you can't say Kedusha yourself. V'kein Omer of Adbar Hava, Menayin She'en a Yochar Ayim Kedusha. How do we know that a Yochar Taka can't say Kedusha himself? Because the Pasuk says, V'n Kedashti B'Sof B'nei Yisrael, Kedusha's glorifying Hashem, and we glorify Hashem amongst Klal Yisrael. Kol davar shebekedusha, whenever we glorify Hashem, lo yeh pachus me'asara. This is the Gemara, you always need a minyan of 10 adult Jews. My mashma. How do we know that toif b'nei Yisrael means 10 adults? The Tani Rav Noi Achved Rav Chiyah Bar Abba. As yitach toich toich. We learn exerish of the word toich toich. Ksiv hocha. It says here, v'nigdash di b'soich b'nei Yisrael, the word b'soich. V'ksiv hosom, by the miraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, separate yourselves from this group. Now, how many people were in the group? We started with 12. But Yeshua and Kalev weren't part of the group. They said that Yisrael was good. So we're down to 10. So that's how we see that a group is always 10. Ma'al Alan, Asara, just like with the Meraglim was 10 people, Afkan, Asara. You have a 10. There's a beautiful vort that B'nai Yisoska brings down from a Mendel Rimanover. He says, this is the Gemara that teaches us that you have to have a minion. We know minion for everything, tefillah, but tzibur, all over you have minion. Who are the 10 people we're learning that you have to have a minion from? From Rishon, from Meraglim. 10 Jews are always good. Continues the Gemara with the Kalama Mifsuk Leposik. If you did start Shemon Esrei and you're Mildi Shemon Esrei and they're up to Kedusha, you don't stop. Ask the Gemara, Ibailahu, Ma'ala Hafsik Lemeheshme Golem Avarach. As we learned, and we learned at the beginning of the Sechta, saying Omen Yeheshme Rabbah is so great. Do we stop the Milah Shemon Esrei for that? Kiyos Rav Dima Amr Yehuda, Rav Shimon Talmid, Rav Yochan Amri, Lekol Eim Afsikim, we do not stop for anything. Chutz Men Yeheshme Golem Avarach. Shafil Oysa Mais Mekova, which is the most difficult, and explains how Hashem, so to speak, runs the world. It's in Yechesko, Paisik. You always could stop, but however the Gemara says v'les hilchuskav, say that's not the halacha. When you daven Shmon Esrei, you stop for nothing. So let's just talk for a moment halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa is like this: if a person could start, he came late or he's davening slow, so he can't start Shmon Esrei together with everybody else. If he could finish, he could start Shmon Esrei and finish in time for kedusha, get to Yehula Ratzon in time for kedusha. That's perfectly fine. If he can't, so truthfully, there may be an inyan just to wait there. You could wait by Shir Chadasha, you could wait, but you end up waiting a very long time. You have to wait till the Tzibur finishes the silent Shemon Esrei, the Chazan finishes the Chazaras Hashatz, and you also have to wait till after Yehei Shmei Rabbah, after Volotzin, because you don't want to miss that Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So you end up waiting for quite a while, which may be difficult. So the halacha is, what you do is you start Shmona, wait till the Chazan starts Chazaras Hashatz, and you daven Mila B'Mila every word with the Chazaras Hashatz. Till where? Until after At the Kaddosh. What do you gain from that? What you gain from that is you say Kedusha, because you'll say Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur, and At the Kaddosh is a bracha that Amen, you don't want to miss, but here you don't have a problem missing it because you're saying it together with the Shliach Tzibur. There are two important halachas when you say this. No. Then you don't have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei. I'll get to it in a minute. We're only till after At the Kaddosh. Now there's two points now. First of all, you have to be very careful. This is a rule for all Shlich Tzibers, that they should say the whole Nagdishach and the Kaddosh, whatever Nusach is, out loud. Why? Because there may be somebody in the Tzibur who's relying on you for Nagdishach or for Kedusha, and if you're not saying all of it, he's missing out. So it's important that Shlich Tzibur, when he davens for the Omid, should say the entire Kedusha. There's a Shaila. What about, you know, we lift our feet by Kedusha. Should somebody lift his legs by Kedusha when he's saying it along with the Shlich Tzibur? It's an interesting Shaila. The Prisha says that he should. Other Paiskim say he shouldn't. Why do they say he shouldn't? Because if he's going to do it, people are going to think that you're allowed to say Kedusha. They're not going to realize that he's davening along with the Shlich Tzibur. They're going to think you're allowed to say Kedusha wherever you are in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, and they may make that error, so don't do it. Most Paiskim say to do it. Now the question is like this. In Nusach Ashkenaz, this is a very relevant question. In the silent Shmoneh Esrei, we say At the Kaddosh. In the Chazaras Hashatz, you say Ledar Vedar. Now you're davening along with the Shlich Tzibur. So what should you say? We say we should daven along with the Shlich Tzibur. So the halacha is you say Ledar Vedar. Why? Because what's the reason there's two separate nuschas for the silent Shmoneh Esrei and the Hoichah Shmoneh Esrei? The reason there's two separate nuschas is because Ledar Vedar, the Kaddish Shimcha says that we already said Kedusha. But you can't say it when you're saying the silent Shmoneh Esrei because you didn't say Kedusha yet. But here, the Yochid can't say Ledar Vedar because he didn't say Kedusha. So he should say Ledar Vedar because that's really the preferable nusach. Now let's continue. He doesn't have to daven the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei together with the Chazan. It's hard for Kavanah. But Shemei Tefillah should be together with the Chazan for Shemei Tefillah. Why should he be together with the Chazan for Shemei Tefillah? Because again, that's an Amen that you shouldn't miss. The way you're avoiding the problem is by saying Shema Koleinu together with the Chazan. Moedim, which the Gemara began with Moedim. What do you do in Moedim? So Tosfos already quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that as long as you're not saying an actual bracha, whenever the Tzibur is saying Moedim Derabbanan, you just bow down your head too, even though you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. And that's the halacha, what you should do. Now, one more Shaila, which Tosfos discusses at length here. You're not doing what we just said. You're not following along with the Chazan. You're davening the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and the Chazan got up to Moedim Derabbanan. What do you do? Just bow down your head so it should look like you're doing what everybody else is doing, not the Chas V'Shalom, you're not bowing down to Hashem when everybody else is. Now, what's the halacha if somebody didn't do this? And he's in the middle of the silent Shemoneh Esrei. You come to shul, and you daven slow, they daven fast, and you're still in the middle of the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and the Chazan's up to Chazaras Hashatz. What do you do? When Kedusha. So it's Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Tosfos quotes both. Rashi says, stop, and you'll be Yoytze Kedusha with Shemei Koinu. You'll hear the Chazan say Kedusha, and you're Yoytze Kedusha with that. That's how Rashi says. Tosfos says that it's a hefsik. It's an interruption in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. And because if you say Shomei Ka'ina, it's like you're speaking the Milosh Shemoneh Esrei, and we just finished learning the Gemara, you're not allowed to interrupt. Yeah. The halacha is, however, that that's what you should do. You should be quiet and listen to what the Chazan says, Kedusha. But it's interesting, but Tzlach makes a very interesting observation according to Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that Shomei Ka'ina, you shouldn't stop, because Shomei Ka'ina is like you said it yourself. So Tosfos says, what's the halacha if somebody has a shail if he made a bracha? You have a cup of water, you have a shayla, you don't remember if you made a shakel. You ask your friend who's about to make a shakel to have in mind. So the Tzlach says, if Shmei Ka'ina, it's like you said it. And if you're not mechuyif to say it, it's a bracha levatala. The Tzlach says this. If a kivega argues with the right thing the Tzlach says is you should say with a tanai, with a condition. If I'm mechuyif, good. And if not, it's nothing. Rabbi Kivega says, of course, Shomei Ka'ina cannot be considered right, that's what Tzlach is saying. You're not accomplishing anything. You might as well make the bracha. It's a shayla bracha levatala. No, because then it's a shayla shem Hashem. No, but Shomei Shemayim levatala. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, of course, Shemei Kohen is not the same like talking. Continues the Gemara. Yehuda Omer, Mevarach Lefneim Lechrein. Rabbi Yehuda says that this Balkari can make a bracha before he eats and after he eats, everything fine. Lememra. So according to this, the Ksav Rabbi Yehuda, obviously Rabbi Yehuda holds, Balkari Mutav B'Divrei Torah. A Balkari is allowed to learn Torah. That's why he was allowing him to make a bracha Rishon, a bracha Achrona. Ask the Gemara. How do we know that about Kerry is not allowed to learn Torah? Because it says in the Pasuk, Shinema, we should teach our children to do the Torah. It's like the day we stood by Har Sinai when we received the Torah. Malahalam, by Kabbalah's Torah, Balkari and Asurim. Balkari were prohibited. That's why we learned that for 3 days before Kabbalah's Torah, they weren't allowed to have marital relationships, because they may still be Balkari. Afkan Balkari Nasurin. So that's how we know Balkari is also. So the first question that all the Rishonim ask is that we just said that this thing that Balkari is now learning Torah, Ezra made that takana. Here it seems to be Midaraisa. So Ritva explains that this is only a smacht, it's only a support. Not that the Gemara means to say that it's mamish midaraisa that about carries us with the Vritaira. The Tzlach wants to make a difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. He says this Gemara is referring to Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav about carries us midaraisa. Torah Shebapeh is only midrabon. But no matter how you learn, from here we see that about carries us with the Vritaira. How could Rabbi Yehuda ignore it? So what are you going to tell me? Rabbi Yehuda lo daras smuchim. Rabbi Yehuda, how do we learn it? Because the Torah juxtaposes Talmud Torah with Kabbalah's Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say the fact that two things are next to each other has any significance in Torah. Ask the Gemara, Vom Rabbi Yosef, a fil man de lo daras smuchim b'chala Torah, even who doesn't, somebody who will not consider in the first four form, the fact that two things are next to each other, that has significance, the Mishnah Torah in Devarim Darish. Why? Because Mishnah Torah, the first four Svarim, you could say, this the order Hashem gave it to us. And Hashem had to give it in a certain order, and there's no specific order, that there's no specific significance. But what do we know Mishnah Torah is? As the name implies, Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the whole Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the Torah, he had a specific Cheshbin, why he did this, for why he put things next to each other. So everybody agrees in Mishnah Torah that we learned Smuchim, and this Pasuk that we began is a Mishnah Torah, is in Devar. And the Mar explains. The Yehuda, Loitar Smuchim B'chala Torah Kula, in Kala Torah he doesn't say the fact that two things are next to each other has significance. However, Mishnah Torah Darish. The Mishnah Torah does. Ask the Gemara, B'chala Torah Menolan the Loitar Darish. How do we know that in the Torah he doesn't? The Tanya. It says in the Torah that somebody does kishav, which is a form of magic, the person who does that should not be allowed to live. Anybody who does bestiality, so the Torah put these two rules together to teach us. We know that they have to be killed, but what kind of misa? So we say ma shaykh behema, we know is beskila. Saf Machshefa, which is right next to it, also is Nami Beskila. Omle Yehuda. So Yehuda right away says to Ben Azai, Mechneish of Samcha Inyuloi. Just because the Torah puts Machshefa next to bestiality, Noites El Eskila, we're going to take the Machshefa and put it and give a Skila. El Oiv Yedoinim. How does he know the Machshefa gets Skila? From a different way. Oiv is a type of magic where people communicate with the dead. Yedoinim is a different type of thing where they put the bone of a dead person under their armpit. It's a type of kishav. Yet the Torah specifically spoke about them separately. Why did the Torah single them out? Just like that's b'chala Torah. However, the Mishnah Torah menol on the Darsh. How do we know the Mishnah Torah he does learn smuchim? The Tanya b'lez oimer. A woman whose father never married, his father only raped or seduced, a person can marry. A nusus benoi, a mafutus benoi. A person can marry a woman who was raped or seduced by somebody's child, son. Rabbi Yehuda ois ba nusus ava mafutus ava. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, one may not marry a person whose father raped or seduced. Ram Rabbi Gidl amarav, my town, Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get to this psak from? The ksiv. It says entirely, lo yikach ish, Eshes Aviv, V'lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. A person should not marry his father's wife, Eshes is a wife, and he should not reveal his father's corner. Knaf Shra Aviv, V'lo Yigala. Any woman that his father had a relationship, he should not marry. How do we know that's talking about a woman that his father raped? Umayda Menusis Aviv. How do we know that this possibly referring to a woman whose father raped? The parasha before that talks about what happens if somebody rapes a woman, what the Torah says. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda, who in the rest of the Torah did not agree with Smuchim, here does hold Smuchim. So we go back to our original question. We said that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a problem with a Balkari saying the very Torah. It's Smuchim in Dvarim, in Mishnah Torah, that says that there is a problem. Answers the Gemara, Amri, in. The Mishnah Torah Darish. Rabbi Yehuda actually does learn Smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So Hani Smuchim Eboy Leil Edef to Rabbi Shuben Levi. He needed it for a different halacha. Halacha Rabbi Shuben Levi said, Dar Rabbi Shuben Levi, Kol Am Lamed Lebenoi Torah, whoever teaches his son Torah, and there's a Girus Masech to Gedushin Leben Benoi, or he teaches his grandson Torah, Malo of Akasa Kilo Kibla Marchirai. It's so special, it's as if he's standing by Har Sinai and getting the Torah all over again. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "V'datan l'vnecho l'vnei v'necho," you should teach your children, your sons, and your grandchildren the Torah. It's Sibas Rei, and it says right afterwards, "Yoyim Hashemat l'vnei Shalom kech b'chayiv," the day we stood by Har Sinai. So we see teaching our children Torah is so special to Hashem, just like that special day of Kabbalah to Torah. I just want to tell you an interesting halacha I saw from the Marsham based on this Gemara. We learned earlier in the Masechta, the chiyuv every week to do shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. So the Marsham asks an interesting shayla. What's the halacha if somebody missed a week? So we look, you have till Simchas Torah to make up. So this week is Parshas Tzav, last week was Parshas V'Yikra. The person missed Parshas V'Yikra, whatever reason. So now it's Parshas Tzav. What should he do this Parsha? Should he do Tzav, and then he'll make up V'Yikra whenever he has a chance? Or should he do V'Yikra and continue going in order? So he says from this Gemara that we see Smuchim that the order in the Torah is very specific. What he should do is first do V'Yikra and then do Tzav.